G'day, we hope you're enjoying our podcast. Producing a podcast is costly, both time and money. If you'd like to show your support and offer a one-off payment, even the price of a coffee or a beer, that'd be greatly appreciated and would go a long way to support us. If you'd like to leave a donation, head to the show notes of this episode and click on the Acast supporter link. Be sure to leave your message of support too. Thanks again.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome to Bean and Belly Road. I'm Jamie Poltz and this is the plog number 2, The Human in Us. Although you aren't hearing from Tom at the moment, I thought I'd share some things that will hopefully make you smile. Tom, despite his PTSD rearing its ugly head again, is an intelligent, funny, and compassionate person. I'm constantly in stitches when we hang out, just laughing all the time. Tom is a journalist by trade, so he knows what he's talking about also. Out of the occasional negative reviews we receive for BVR, a common complaint is our banter. Luckily for you, I always edit most of it out. Otherwise, an episode would go for about 3 hours. All this being said, constructive criticism is helpful, and we aim to improve where we can. After all, we don't have a massive company behind us, and this is our first podcast. In the not too distant future, Tom will post a blog that goes into a little more depth about his current situation. So Tom and I live about an hour away from each other. So we would usually catch up on the phone and meet in person about twice a week and record and plan the podcast. And this meant many late nights, writing and recording. And during these sessions, Tom was known to fall asleep and have a quick little nap. I would always snap a photo of this because one, I'm an arsehole, and two, it was hilarious. I will share these photos with you, with Tom's permission, of course, because it's funny and it's real. It's the human in us. We would always try and keep it light by prank joking each other, taking photos or videos, or even secretly recording our conversations, Tom. But that's another story. I'd like to thank all of you who have been thinking of Tom, sending us a message, and reaching out. I assure you, he appreciates it. True crime is nothing new. Although podcasting itself is relatively young, the crime genre itself has been here always. If you watch or listen to the news, you will know crime makes up the majority of major stories. True crime documentaries, TV series, and movies have always been amongst the most top-selling and most watched. The question is why? For me, it comes naturally. I grew up watching crime documentaries and loved it. I think people are inherently nosy. It's ingrained in us. It's in our core as humans. We love to know what's happening in everyone's lives. Look at gossip magazines, reality TV, and social media. We lap it up. It's nothing new. We've always talked about crime and wrongdoings since the dawn of time. And I'm sure most people, when they see a police car speeding past them on the highway or a police car parked at a house on their street, there's no way they're not thinking, what's going on there? I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that house. I'd love to go inside and just ask every question possible. That's where the term rubberneckers come from. It's when someone drives past a car accident and turns their head so much to see what's happening, they look like the girl out of The Exorcist. Then they crash because they're looking at another crash. Lately, my community has been devastated by bushfires. To make it worse, it appears these fires were deliberately lit by a few 14 to 15 year olds. The damage bill could be up to $100 million. Thousands of people were evacuated, workplaces were shut down, and homes were damaged and destroyed. This is a perfect example. The social media trends went something like this. My heart breaks for our community. I have a spare room for anyone who needs it. Prayers are with everyone who is affected. All those poor wildlife animals. I heard it was kids who lit it. The names are, they live, lock them up. Who are their parents? Are they bad kids? The old compassion and fight for justice. The classic who done it and how can I help? We all seem to thrive on that. Listening to true crime podcasts gives people the chance to do that, to be nosy. I also think we are good at heart. Once we hear a story or an injustice, we want to make it right. Or at least hear that someone is fighting for that outcome. In the next episode of Beenham Valley Road, you will hear me discuss police. Now, I have nothing but respect for police. And this next little segment is going to share with you the reality of becoming a police officer and what that actually looks like. After 1 year of policing, I remember finishing at Gympie and going to Maroochydore, which is about an hour south on the Sunshine Coast. I remember one of my first days, if not the very first shift, I was driving around with two first years. Not one, but two. So I was a senior officer out of us three. That's a lot of responsibility for someone with 18 months of policing up their sleeves. We were patrolling in an unmarked car, and a job came on the radio, a code 2, which is lights and sirens, and get there quick. It was willful damage. And from memory, someone took a hammer or something like that to a car and smashed it up. The offender was still on scene and had bloody hands. So we rocked up fairly quickly. I remember seeing a female offender walking away who matched the description given by the informant. Now, there is much to think about in this moment. Based on what you've heard, do you have enough to arrest? Can you detain them? What if they are violent towards us? We need to secure the scene, take photos, gather property and evidence. We need to contact scenes of crime, photograph and fingerprint the car, and we can't forget to see if the offender needs medical attention for her wounds from the smashed glass. Contact the informant, have one of the officers take a notebook statement, then arrange a time for her to take a proper statement at the police station. Knock on the doors of the surrounding homes and canvass the area. See if anyone heard or saw anything. Check if the owner of the car knows who or why someone would do this. Ask that they obtain two quotes to repair the damage. Do they have insurance? Moving on. You make the arrest. You caution the offender as it is an indictable offence. Give them their legal rights and warnings. Oh, and don't forget to issue a property receipt to the offender or the owner of the hammer and organise for it to be photographed. Proceed to the watch house. Interview the offender and charge or release accordingly. Then the real paperwork starts. Anyway, you get the point. There is a lot to think about here, and you are in charge, with all but 1 year policing and 6 months training. So next time you see a police officer on the streets or in the headlines, pay him a little respect and think about the reality of it. At the end of the day, they're a human too. We all are.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.